In today's Curly Country Farm News File, we're talking about tariffs and President Trump. The president is once again rattling off tariff saber, this time against Brazil and Argentina. He announced immediate plans via Twitter to place sanctioned 232 tariffs on those countries because of currency manipulation. Trump says they're depreciating their currencies to the point that it's hurting U.S. agriculture exports. Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas, says that has the markets on edge.
This has to be viewed in the context of what President Trump is doing with French wine and potentially putting 100% tariff on that. And then this latest news this morning about phase one deal probably being delayed or maybe being delayed all the way past the 2020 U.S. election. I think to the broader commodity market, all three of these steps are indicative of a move against world trade and globalization. And that's where the commodity markets, I think, go on high alert.
Other countries devaluing their currency pushes the dollar higher, making U.S. exports more expensive. Zuzolo says economists call that particular economic strategy a race to the bottom.
But it's the most powerful form of economic nationalism that countries have nowadays. And that's what they've been using essentially the last 5 years. And so when the U.S. Fed, our central bank, cuts interest rates, guess what happens? The next morning, China, Brazil, Japan, Australia, Canada, Mexico, all these major exporters of grain cut their interest rates and their buying power goes down, so they buy less of our goods.
He says a move like this against Argentina and Brazil doesn't provide the stability that American agriculture needs for the short and long term.
I think it makes it much more difficult to have sustainable rallies, and that really hurts the farmers and ranchers that you and I talk to, because their number one point about their business is it's so capital intensive. They need longer term prices that get them through the longer term and that they can plan their farm and their ranch around, and this does not provide that.
Again, that was Mike Zuzolo, president of Global Commodity Analytics. And that's a look at your Curly Country Farm News File for this Thursday.